Oklahoma carries out the first execution of the year, a new court filing related to a proposed entertainment district in Norman, and federal funding is on the way to help farmers. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Thursday, March 20th. I'm Deborah Ashar. Oklahoma is seeing a brief reprieve from extreme fire weather today, but Grayson Wheeler reports the risks are expected to pick back up again tomorrow.
Crews are still tending to dozens of fires that have started since late last week, but cooler weather and gentler winds gave most of the state a break from elevated fire danger and red flag warnings. But Oklahoma Forestry Service's Fire Management Chief Andy James says crews are getting exhausted, especially after overnight fire weather early Wednesday morning.
Fatigue is starting to set in with our personnel, and I know it's setting in with the fire department's emergency management and, you know, everybody that's involved.
James says responders are still bracing for more fire weather into the weekend. Long-term forecasts show fire-friendly conditions could persist for weeks. In Oklahoma City, I'm Grayson Wheeler.
State Attorney General Gentner Drummond says justice was served today when the state put a convicted murderer to death. Sierra Pfeiffer reports Wendell Grissom died at 10:13 this morning.
56-year-old Wendell Grissom died by lethal injection at the state penitentiary in McAllister. He was sentenced for the 2005 killing of Amber Matthews. Grissom fatally shot Matthews and injured her friend during a home invasion in Blaine County. His fate was solidified earlier this year when the Pardon and Parole Board denied a request for clemency. Grissom's attorneys say he suffered from brain damage that was never presented to a jury. They also told the board Grissom had always accepted responsibility and expressed remorse. In June, George John Hansen is expected to be next. He was transferred from a federal prison to the state in early March to be executed. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
Opponents of Norman's proposed $1 billion Rock Creek Entertainment District have taken their fight to the Oklahoma Supreme Court. The Oklahoma for Responsible Economic Development Group is appealing a lower court ruling that invalidated a petition to force a public vote on the project. The group argues the petition summary was lawful and that residents' referendum rights were ignored. Proponents say the district will create jobs and boost the economy, while critics warn of financial risks. Last fall, the Norman City Council voted to approve the entertainment district and tax increment financing. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is issuing up to $10 billion in direct economic assistance to farmers and ranchers. Anna Pope reports the department announced enrollment for the Emergency Commodity Assistance Program opened this week.
The funds are through the American Relief Act, which became law in December. It passed alongside the Farm Bill extension, and the USDA had a 90-day deadline for distributing the $10 billion. The payments are to help eligible farmers cope with increased input costs and falling commodity prices for the 2024 crop year. That deadline was approaching this week, and some farmers were waiting for the funds. Experts from the University of Missouri estimate Oklahoma producers could receive almost $300 million. Applications will close August 15th. In Oklahoma City, I'm Anna Pope.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Schar.
Each morning, it's a new opportunity, a chance to start fresh. Up First from NPR makes each morning an opportunity to learn and to understand. Choose to join the world every morning with Up First, a podcast that hands you everything going on across the globe and down the street, all in 15 minutes or less. Start your day informed and anew with Up First by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts.